Dear students, for chapter 4, you really need to familiarize yourselves with the value line because that's what we're going to use for our second assignment, and it's also awesome. Now, what's the problem? Southwestern used to have a subscription at the library, then they canceled that. Then we got an online subscription, and they canceled that. So you have to run to one of the local libraries that have the value line. Or you can go to Newport Beach Public Library because they have an online version of the value line, plus Morningstar, which you want to play with Morningstar. The only catch is you have to have an account at the Newport Beach Public Library. Anybody who is a California resident is eligible, but that means trekking up to Newport Beach, which I did do with my wife and I. We made a day of it, but they will give you at least they used to, 6 month a temporary account. Then you got to go in and show California ID that you are indeed a California resident. So let me show you how it works. I'm going to not show you my account number, okay? So you go to the public library and create an account. And once you have that account, whether you go up there or not, you're going to want to go to databases and then scroll down to the value line. There it is. And notice they also have Morningstar and lots of other cool things. You can actually do Rosetta Stone. They actually have Rosetta Stone, which I don't think is as good as Pimsleur, but it's good for learning languages. So we're going to go to Value Line. Now here's where I have to pause the presentation because I don't want you to see my account number. So pause. And now we're into the Value Line. Welcome, Newport Beach Library user. So the value line is incredibly powerful. Play with it. It is awesome. I really like going to the library and seeing the paper version because in the online version, they give you daily updates. No. I want to see the weekly, the bi-weekly updates. Every day is different. I want to see trends that are a little longer than one day, but that's me, you know. And you get that with the paper and you can find it somewhere. It's somewhere here. The problem is I'm kind of stuck in the old world. I like going to the library and having the paper in my hand. I like books, not ebooks, but I'll read an ebook if I have to. The textbook is an ebook. If you want to print it out, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Anyway, so we're interested in a company. You can search the site. It's not the best search, but it is a very good website for putting a company in. So let's take a look at Johnson & Johnson. All right, I knew J&J, but if I didn't, I could type Johnson. And it would figure, oh yeah, you want Johnson & Johnson. So click on Johnson & Johnson. And this is what they've been working years on to bring to the market. All this information here using the InfernalNet. But I'm old, so I go right to the PDF report. And this is what we looked at in the presentation, the PDF report. And you can download it or print it out or just use it online. And this is what I love, dear students. This is me. This is what I use. But I should really learn how to use the this part of the website. I've been saying that for a couple years now. But notice that safety 1, timeliness 2, which is not bad. 1 is the best, obviously. But look at that financial strength. A++, right. Johnson & Johnson is not going bankrupt anytime soon. And here, notice that the reading of the commentary is not as easy as it is, in my humble opinion. See, that's not as easy to read as this, in my humble opinion. I think it's the same information, but I think this is a whole lot easier to read. So whether you go to the library or you go to Newport Beach Library, create a temporary account. It's good for 6 months, so it's good for the rest of the semester. We need you to play with the value line. And notice that they also have Morningstar. And some people like Morningstar. Morningstar is trying to be the next, they're trying to eat Value Line's lunch. I don't think they're as good, but that doesn't mean they're not going to succeed commercially, right? Just because something is not as good doesn't mean it won't succeed commercially. Yeah, you can talk to Sony about that with Beta and VHS back in the 1980s. So have fun with the Value Line. We hope you do. We hope you get as hooked as I am with researching companies, using the Value Line, maybe using Morningstar, going to the company's website, downloading the annual report, watching, listening to the company quarterly earnings, getting involved in an investment club, and getting hooked on investments. And if you don't, that you don't really want to do that, that's fine. That's why there are mutual funds and financial advisors who will take your, serve you the best that they can. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you, dear students.